I can listen to a snare drum on a Space Echo just all day. Fuck. Saturday night, welcome to 2SER 107.3, the only station that makes your weekend
warm.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We can't really promise that, can we?
No, it is freezing, isn't it?
It's been lovely to run very fast through the streets with lots of clothes on.
Is that what you've been doing?
Yes. Oh, yes, to keep warm, exercise.
Exercise is good for you.
Yes, loving that winter temperature.
It is good for you. And we need to congratulate a Wollongong man tonight who has broken the world record on playing guitar for 120 plus hours. I think it was 125 hours.
Really?
Yeah, he had to actually put glue on his fingertips to stop his fingers from splitting and bleeding, but he did it. And I can't remember his name. Isn't that terrible?
What song was he playing?
He was just playing
Smoke on the Water.
That's it. 125 hour version of Smoke on the Water.
Was it a Guinness Book of Records attempt?
It wasn't an attempt. It was,
It was, coup.
Yeah, he did it. And
a triumphant victory.
And we'll find out his name in a moment because we must say his name. So he basically would play a song, possibly sing. There was a microphone in front of his mouth. And then he would have a 30-second break. Obviously, he'd tune his guitar, especially if he's doing some of those hard numbers. You know, Ramones tracks, they're pretty fast.
Yeah.
And your guitar goes out of tune all the time. Not that the Ramones ever cared about that when they played live on stage. But he had a 30-second break, and every hour he accrued 5 minutes to rest. So if, say, he went for 10 hours, he could then relax for 50 minutes, et cetera, et cetera. So
I think that's cheating.
I don't think so, no. When was the last time you played guitar? I think it's quite good, actually.
Never.
And to celebrate this man's amazing achievements, I'm possibly not going to play any tracks with the guitar in it tonight.
Can you imagine a psych track that went for that long?
It would be one big record.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, yeah, vinyl only.
Vinyl only on the show. It would be as big as SER.
Wow.
I know.
It'd be like one of those computers from the past.
Yes.
Anyway, what are we playing tonight?
Everything and anything. So, in other words, I haven't really programmed anything at all. So, I'm going to start off with something that a person plays when they haven't programmed. Taken off a Capitol Records stereo media music release number 12, where media release number 12 was a Sound Library record.
Okay.
And I don't know who played drums on this, but God, they're really good. Catalog number is MM-12, and we're going to go with a track called Rhythm Power number 11. All right, have you guys out there producing beats? Have you got your pause buttons ready? Because you're going to love this one. We'll be right back.
my wheels are humming as the miles go rolling by. I can hear the roaring of the wind, the engines revving faster as I leave behind the fool so blind, for money's what they're after. North, south, east, west, it's all the same to me. Riding on my motorcycle, riding free. We'll be right back.
2ser.com.
Thank you.
I was just shut up your doors. Yes, I found out I'd get you. Man, I know you're a lecher. And I'm gonna get even with you. Oh, I swear. Hope someone knows you well. I hope that you're right in hell. And I'm gonna make you pay.
Oh, what a piece of sickness. From the album before, that's Brian Auger and The Trinity. And sorry for the hissy beginning. It's quite an old record, actually. 1970. I'm a bit hissy, and I was born in 1970, so aww, there you go. And owned by a person called Fear Man.
Fear Man.
Previously owned.
Obviously fearful that he'd lose his Brian Auger record.
And he did.
And he did. And he did. Eventually.
You sleep, you weep. That's now, what I say.
Before you back announce, yes, I just have to congratulate Scott Burford from Engadine.
Scott Burford from Engadine. Is he from Ingers?
Engadine, dinga donga. He played his guitar from July 15th to July 20th, egged on by hordes of musicians who showed up to help him break the world record, which has now been submitted to the Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
There was somebody else who played for longer. There was a Canadian musician who played for 124 hours, but it's not verified.
Really?
Yes. And and Burford of Engadinga Donga.
Why the hell would you play for 124 hours and not have someone to verify it?
Oh, just because you can. Why not? Burford was playing for donations to the charity Musicians Making a Difference. And fantastic. I saw a photo of his split fingers that he put super glue on the end to make this magnificent effort. But the news article did not say what sort of music he was playing. So we can't put our backing 100% behind it until we find out what he was playing. Probably played everything, right?
I'd say so. I mean, look, it was over 500 songs, wasn't it?
Amazing.
He must be the most famous person in Engadine. Can you imagine? He'd probably walk down the road and get his clothes ripped off his body now.
In winter. See?
In winter, I know. Ooh.
Well, congratulations, Scott. You are a legend. Well, you're a record holder anyway.
You are. From Engadine.
Yes.
Ingers.
So that was a great set. What did we hear?
Okay. Started off the set with a drum break. Rhythm Power number 12 off a record called Media Music Release number 12.
And if you like album covers, please join our My Vinyl Revolution Instagram feed.
It's a pretty boring cover, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I love about it is it's like a rule book on the back. You know, you can put your own notes on the back and, you know, make comment on Media Music Release number 12.
You know, the amazing thing about it is that each track goes for 1 minute, 9 seconds.
Like, exactly.
Exactly 1 minute, 9 seconds. They could have extended a few.
Why 1 minute, 9 seconds? Seconds. Oh, I'm losing it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, and followed straight after that was Mark Dash Armin, not Mark Armin from Tainted Love fame.
I'd love to be called Cell. Dash.
Dash. And that track was called Riding Free, and I've played it before. I think I'll play it another 9 times, maybe another 10, who knows, in my lifetime before I cark it. Leaf Hound followed straight after that with a track called Work My Body. Monster. Any chance you guys get to purchase that album? I know there's bootlegs flying around. Originals go for stupid money, absolutely stupid money. Buy it.
It's worth it.
It's flawless from beginning to end. And then, of course, Brian Auger and Trinity with a track called Listen Here. Listen Here, we're now going to go into maybe a little bit of a disco set.
Okay.
Going into something new, actually, like released last week or the week before. The name of the band's the Fire Out Monster Disco Orchestra. And one part of that is John Morales from Eminem Mix, or Fame, sorry, I should say. So we're going to go with a track of theirs, which I didn't bother writing down the name. So when I come back, I'll back announce it.
Here on When the Liffey Breaks. We'll be right back.
I'm